Hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and I'm so excited to have you with me today on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is both. Her name is Jennifer Kramer Lewis, and she came to this planet with an inner knowing of how people work and a laser-sharp ability to draw lines between what people are saying, what they're doing, and what they're hoping to accomplish. So welcome, Jennifer.
I'm so excited to be here with you, Erica.
I know. And where are you? Where are we talking from? What part of the planet are you on?
I live in Canada. I live in Western Canada in a province called British Columbia.
Oh, so it's not quite as cold as the other side of Canada.
Oh, I don't know. We got lots of snow last night.
It's 65 here. I always feel so kind of odd when I say that. California.
Isn't that nice? Oh my God, move over. All of Canada's coming into California right now.
Well, the only problem is my daughter plays ice hockey, so I go into cold rinks.
Yeah.
I got out of the rink last night and it was so warm, and this breath of like warm air came over my whole body, and I went,
Oh, that's so California. Nice.
Thank you. At least I get to go home to you every day after hockey.
Yeah, so, I've been living in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah, right? There you go. So today what we're going to start with is maybe just an aha moment for you when, I don't know, you just had this awareness of something that could change or some way that you could help people. Tell me a little bit about an aha moment for you.
Yeah, so one of the things that I noticed, I would say probably it's 2017 now, somewhere around 2010, I noticed that there was a lot of stuff blocked up in my life. And I really came to the awareness that, you know, like I didn't actually want to be on the planet anymore. I was, you know, a suicide waiting for a place to happen. And, you know, I hated my life. I hated my work. My parenting arrangement was awful. My relationship with my ex-husband was terrible. I had nobody in my life to support me other than me. And, you know, I just made a call out to the universe or God or whoever you want to call it and said, like, look, if this is how I need to live my life, if this is all there is, then I'm out of here. And it was probably, you know, and I had a big cry and I was like, basically like, F this, I can't live like this. And probably within about 2 or 3 days, somebody forwarded a radio show to me that I was listening to quite a bit, like this podcast, obviously. And one of the things that the facilitator said was 98%, perhaps up to 98% of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions aren't even ours. And so I had always been the type of person that would call my clients. I was in corporate real estate and residential real estate at that time. And I had been in banking and mortgages and finance. So, you know, I mean, really, you know, the corporate world. And I was using my magical lightworker abilities in the corporate world and phoning people 5 or 10
but
minutes before they call
me. Right. You always had that knowing to call people, and you were always getting all this stuff in your head.
Yeah.
And then you went, hey, what if all this stuff isn't mine? What a good feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, wow. So if this feeling of wanting to off myself isn't mine, then what else? And, you know, so that just lightened up so much in my world.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, what can I choose?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I don't have to choose to feel like that, what else can I choose?
I love it. Well, it looks to me, so I'm looking at a chapter in a brand new book called Relationships Done Easy. Jennifer Kramer Lewis wrote a chapter called Saying Yes. Ooh, how tasty is that? So how does that work, and when should we say yes, and what is your chapter about?
Yeah, I love that. So part of this transition in my life of inviting in this this modality that I do, that I'm a facilitator of and a teacher of, called Access Consciousness, was, you know, just starting to ask questions. And I noticed that I was saying no a whole lot more than saying yes. And I was like, well, you know, if I really am asking, you know, the universe or God to create changes with me, like co-create changes with me, then I had better start saying yes. And so one of the things that I said yes to was a blind date with my now husband, Tom.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a little switch.
Isn't that fun? And so I had started this meditation of yes. Every time somebody outside of me offered me something like, hey, do you want to go to the movies? Or, you know, hey, do you want to go to the beach? Or, you know, hey, do you want to hang out? I would just say yes. Instead of like, oh, I'll think about it, or oh, I'm tired, or whatever it is, I just started to say yes. And so this out of the blue, my boss said to me, you know, hey, would you like to go out on a blind date with this guy? And I was like, okay, well, that's very strange, but yes.
Right. Yes. So fast forward, everything's changed in your life. Tell me just maybe one thing you could share with our listeners who are looking for having more yeses in their relationships.
Yeah. Well, what could I change or what could I choose? So I think more about asking questions, you know, like what works for me in a relationship and what doesn't work for me in a relationship, and how can I ask for more of what does work for me in a relationship to show me up? Yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much. How can we reach you?
Well, I have a gift.
Oh, awesome. You have a gift for my listeners?
Yay.
So I noticed that. Gifts.
I do.
Yeah. How do we get the gift?
So I have two gifts, actually. One of the gifts is a 90-minute class that I did, and it's unlocking the unlocking the effects of financial abuse. And so if you've ever been told you couldn't have that, or that's not for you, then you are being financially abused. Yes.
What's the URL?
bit.ly/ unlocking you.
Okay.
And then my second gift is bit.ly/ capital I, capital C, capital B, blueprint. So I see blueprint. And that's helping you find your ideal client, which may not be the person that you're working with right now.
Aw. Thank you so much for coming. That time just flew by.
It did.
Yay. Awesome. Have a great day. Awesome.
You too.
Say yes, everyone. Say yes to Jennifer. Go get her gifts.
Yay. Yes. Say yes.
Yes.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErikaGlessingShow and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.